everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Our desire through the weekday podcast is to give you 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, words full of encouragement. And the best place to find that is to be inside God's Word, inside the Bible. Today, I want to talk about this thing that just blows my mind. This is one of my favorite miracles to teach about. And so we find it in Luke chapter 7, and it starts in verse 11. Listen to what the scriptures say. Soon afterward, Jesus went with his disciples to the village of Nain, with a great crowd following him. A funeral procession was coming out as he approached the village gate. The boy who had died was the only son of a widow, and many mourners from the village were with her. And when the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. "Don't cry," he said. Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it, and the bearer stopped. "Young man," Jesus said, "get up." Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk to those around him, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Listen to what verse 16 says. Great fear swept through the crowd, and they praised God, saying, "A mighty prophet has risen among us, and we have seen the hand of God at work today." The report of what Jesus had done that day spread all over Judea and even out across its borders. Now, there's two stories going on here. One of them is the boy and the miracle. So I want you to imagine that what is inside that coffin isn't your loved one, but what's in that coffin is whatever it is that you're clinging to, you're angry about, you're bitter with, or you haven't come to peace with. Maybe it's something that's been done to you. Maybe it's a decision that you made that was poor. What is it inside of that coffin? And I believe Jesus wants to step up to our coffin, which is holding within us all these things that are not Christ-like, all of these things that kind of eat at the core to us. And I believe Jesus wants to walk up to our coffin, look at us while we're crying, and say, "Don't cry." And then Jesus walks over and touches the coffin, and he takes us and he gets us in the right space for our life. And you know what that would be? That would be we're right at the presence of Jesus doing what only he can do. What's in your coffin today? I mean, it's kind of like that Capital One commercial, you know, what's in your wallet? I guess what I would say is, what's in your coffin? Is it bitterness? Is it a divorce that you haven't been able to move beyond? Is it a death that you're angry with God at? Is it a disease that you can't seem to get past? Is it a relationship that's sucking the life out of you? What's in your coffin? And what I want to encourage you to do is to take trust in Jesus' words. Are you ready? And this, is to me, is the power of where the two stories come together. One, the miracle, and two, what the people thought about it. And so listen, Jesus looks and he has compassion. The miracle happens because Jesus is moved with compassion about people just like us. And whatever's in our coffin, I believe he wants to come over and wipe our tears and say, "Don't cry," and then walk over to the coffin and touch it. And life comes to that. Whatever it is that you need life brought to in your life, know this, that Jesus wants to walk up to what box that is sitting in your life and say, "Get up." And watch it go away from you so that you can know that you know that you know that it wasn't on you to fix it, because the only person that could was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Today, put whatever that is into your coffin and trust Jesus with it. I know he wants to do a great miracle in your life. My friend, I cannot wait to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, where we'll have worship services at 9:30 and 11 o'clock. That's when our worship gatherings come together. And then we'll have a Sugar Hill Español, which is our Spanish-speaking service in the chapel at 11 o'clock. And then you can always watch us online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.